1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Few details in an attempted murder arrest in Rifle. Police in Rifle say the all-hazards response team executed a search warrant on West Avenue around 3:30 yesterday afternoon and arrested 22-year-old Diego Serna Diaz. The investigation is continuing. No other details were released. Expect 30-minute intermittent delays on Highway 550 at Red Mountain Pass today. CDOT crews working on snow removal through this afternoon between Ouray and Silverton. Summer pavement work on Rimrock Drive in the Colorado National Monument begins a week from today, expected to last through August 5th. Delays and single lane closures expected throughout the project, designed to extend the life of the pavement 7 to 10 years and provide a better driving and bicycling experience. Mesa County's Regional Transportation Planning Office is working on a safety action plan with a goal of reducing the number of deaths and serious injuries on roads across the county. The plan is online and they're inviting people to take a tour and comment. The self-guided online meeting is open through April 28th at mesacountysafetyactionplan.com. The Dyslexia Foundation of Western Colorado putting on their 8th annual learning symposium. It's being held at the CMU Lighthouse Program at 1060 Orchard Avenue, Saturday, April 6th. The conference is for anyone who wants to know more about dyslexia and will feature T. Sean Teague, a business owner from Montrose who didn't learn he is dyslexic until he was 25 and now runs a multi-million dollar company. Go to dyslexiaco.org/events to register. A bill moving through the state legislature would require Colorado schools to call students by their chosen name if it is different from a legal name but reflects their gender identity. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.